call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I think you're cute, because I want you back. And I might have to start the new year with something fresh, because obviously it seems like this is going to go on for a whole lot longer. Lots of things. I did notice that, I saw a little blurb from Hong Kong as they entered 2020 before the rest of us. You have all these big buildings and they're all lit up and it's real fancy. And they did the fireworks when it hit midnight and so forth from the top of the buildings, all in unison and whatnot. Who cares? I look at all that technology and it's just like, big deal. I had a little brief time today. Well, actually, it was at least an hour talking with a friend. Much better than seeing that stuff. Anyway. The good news is my boots arrived. And when I started to put them on, oh, they wouldn't go on. It was, oh. And actually, because they're goat skin, and they're quite tight initially. And I used a pair of old pants in order to make them, turn them into ropes, go through the pull hoops. And wow, was that hard to get on? I was really concerned. Did I get them too small? I got them on and, oh, they felt good. They were hard to get off, but give it a few weeks and they should be as easy to get on and off as the previous pair. I had them on. So I did go and say, nah, I'm not going to do a long walk, but I did walk to my friend's house, but a little over half mile away. And, it was delightful. And then when I come back, I said, okay, I'm gonna do the hill. Did the hill too. So, I had to delay them and delay them because they were $390. They're not cheap boots, but, I anticipate they'll last me probably 2 years like the previous pair and be resold and rehealed numerous times. This is one of the big important things in my life. The important things in my life, I have my my iron pan, my blender for my smoothies, and my boots. What's important in life? There was obviously a video sent yesterday, specifically targeting, yeah, it's probably a really good word, Jim Sr., as I have it listed here, your dad, my father-in-law. And I probably added a few extra words, the talking about the gentleman I met, but the point of that is, when I look at somebody like that, the gentleman who, like I say, he was 52, he looked older than me. So I'm 12 years older than him, almost. And I looked younger than him. And I couldn't tell. Maybe when I talked with the other gentleman, which may, it happens every once in a while, find out whether this is somebody who was born this way or became this way. I'm not sure. But like I said, he acted in so many ways like a young child. But the reminder was, and it's kind of like when I wore my other shoes, that just, and I did my 12-mile hike in the old shoes, my feet hurt really bad. And when I was wearing just the loafers, it would get to my knees. But it was a reminder that suddenly things could change. Suddenly, I might not be able to take the hikes I do. you know, it may be gradual, but it may come sudden. And I don't know what the Lord's plans are. But besides maybe losing the ability to make the 12-mile hikes, there's also the loss of breath. death will come. And so I've really thought a lot about what are the things I want to accomplish. There are a number of things, but obviously, I really think the pivot point to seeing reconciliation happen with my family is to start with Jim Cross. Obviously, the ultimate goal is reconciliation with my wife, because I'm still intensely in love with her. I need to reconcile with Jim Cross. And it's not a reconciliation saying, oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me, let's play nice and whatnot. No, we have to reconcile because we agree on what is true. If he uses the Talmud and I use the Bible, we don't have the same fundamentals, do we? And so we have to agree on what's true. And one of the things that has come up in thinking about that, and I think I'm going to maybe in the next on my list of things to do, there's so many issues I'm trying to study in the scripture. But one of the ones that's now on my list is to study Moloch. You'll see him talked about at least a half dozen times. The significance thing there is he was the who they sacrificed children to. If Jim Cross is going to be using the Talmud as a reference, if you understand what the Talmud is, what's the difference? Because in the Talmud, I probably will have to research that too. There is probably analogies to sacrificing your children to Moloch. Did he do that with his first child, my wife? Is he doing it with my kids? He's not pointing them to the Lord Jesus Christ, who talks about reconciliation, who talks about obedience to him, who talks about being ready to give an answer for the hope that is within you, because he seems to have no hope. He is scared of making a defense. He's scared of dealing with a man who wants to reconcile with him and uses the scripture. So it's going to be one of two things. It's either going to be an increased tension, because I'm going to point him out as a man who claims Christ and showing evidence that he may hear, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Or he is a man like me, who has stumbled in his arrogance and his pride, who is one of the things of this world, and repents. It's exactly me. And I hope it's him. And I hope he will see that I'm his brother and not his enemy, and will come to the table. Otherwise, I don't see any difference between what he's doing and those that sacrifice their children to Moloch. I need to protect my wife and my kids. I'm going to do some more study on Moloch and probably point this out. I would prefer, a difficult conversation, and I know it'll be difficult, and it will take some time, but it has to start. Not a one-time event, but a conversation that takes some time. Searching the scripture daily, the Berean model, and seeing if these things are true. If he's unwilling, there's no love within him. If he's willing, let's act like brothers. I hope he's willing. I'm sorry, this got long. I'm in love with my wife. I'm in love with my kids. And I would like, as I repeat often, I would like to be able to talk with Jim Cross and refer to him as he would refer to me as a beloved brother. I didn't lock the door. He has. He's the one with the key to unlock it. I hope he will. Dorothy Jane, I think of you constantly. I want you back. And by the way, next year is 5 hours away. Next year will mark our 30th anniversary. What you did by turning to the state did not sever our marriage. I'm sorry. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. He defines marriage, not the state. I can actually give you the history on that now if you want. It's the Lord Jesus Christ who defines marriage. You are my wife. Let's celebrate our 30th anniversary as one. Joyfully as one. I ask for that. I love you.